This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The House of Representatives made a little change in the work week today, at least as far as healthcare goes. The definition of a full-time employee has bumped up from somebody who works 30 hours a week to somebody who works 40 hours. It matters because right now, a lot of people who clock 30 hours a week on the job are eligible for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. That is, their employers have to offer them health insurance. This change, which will, we have to say, likely be vetoed by the president should it get that far, would change that. Marketplace's Noel King has more on the story.
A 40-hour work week just seems right, right? Get in at 9, punch out at 5, or some version of that. But Benjamin Honeycutt, a professor of leisure studies at the University of Iowa, calls the 40-hour work week a historical accident.
The almost universal expectation these days that 40 hours is somehow necessary, that Moses comes down off the Mount Ararat with the Ten Commandments and 40-hour week is part of it. No, that doesn't happen.
Until the mid-19th century, the typical American workday was dawn until dusk or even longer. But the Industrial Revolution started to change the kinds of jobs people were doing, says Angelica Santamaro, director of the American Labor Museum.
Mine workers were working so many hours in the mines, and eventually the factory workers and the mill girls were working, that their bodies just could not endure the 12-hour day, 5.5 days a week.
So under the umbrella of early unions like the American Federation of Labor, workers started calling for an 8-hour workday.
Asking for 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for what we will.
In 1938, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Fair Labor Standards Act and enshrined the 8-hour workday as the norm. Now, Republicans want to make 40 hours the norm for eligibility under the Affordable Care Act to make it easier for employers to avoid providing insurance. But for many workers, the 8-hour day is out of reach. In the most recent U.S. jobs report, nearly 7 million people said they are working part-time but would prefer a full 40 hours. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.